This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating teaching titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflict in Marriage. Yesterday, he explained that we must not resolve conflict with vengeance. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
Let me tell you a story in the Bible about vengeance. You know, David had two sons, Absalom and Amnon, and a daughter called Tamar. Absalom and Tamar, they came from one father, one mother. But Amnon had a different mother. So this Amnon went and raped Tamar. Now, Absalom decided to avenge this rape. So he killed Amnon. And when he killed Amnon, he had to run away. But you know, when you do wrong, it sets off a chain reaction. Absalom ran away. And David had an army commander. He was called Joab. So Joab came to plead for Absalom that David should allow him back into the capital city, Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, and for him to see David. So anyway, David decided to pardon his son. But you know, his son was so hurt that later on, he organized a coup against his father. But Absalom was killed in the coup and he died. What happened? The root cause of his problem was vengeance. He decided to avenge his sister. At the end of the day, he died and his brother also died. And he didn't achieve anything. So many times when you are taking a decision, I believe the thing you must ask yourself, what will be the end result? Let me give you another example. King David in the Bible was being pursued by King Saul. And so David ran away from Israel and he went to live in a place called Ziklag. Now Ziklag was a city that was given to David by his enemies, the Philistines. And the name of the king there was called Achish. So can you imagine? David's relatives were seeking to kill him, but rather his enemy sheltered him. God can use anybody to protect you. So one day, David went on a raid, went to fight, and was coming back. And he was coming to this city called Ziklag, which Achish the king had given to him. And when he came, the Amalekites had invaded his house and killed everybody. Everybody was dead. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3, the Bible says, so David came to the city, and his wife and his children and his daughters had been taken away captives. Can you imagine? Everybody had been taken away captive. And they burnt Ziklag with fire. This verse says, and David and the men that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Everybody had been taken away as slaves by these Amalekites. But what I find interesting is that in verse 11, the Bible says, and they found an Egyptian in the field and they brought him to David. And he gave him bread to eat, and they made him drink water. The soldier they found was part of the soldiers that had attacked the city of Ziklag, taking all the women, daughters, sons, everything captive, and burnt the place. What you will expect from David at this point is vengeance. I mean, these guys have burnt the whole place and taking everybody away. If I were David, the first thing I would do, just take my sword and chop his head off for taking my wife, my children, my everything. But you know, David was a very spiritual man. And actually, this verse, therefore, if the enemy be hungry, feed him. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. It's actually in Proverbs 25, verse 21. And in David's time, the book of Proverbs was available. So maybe he knew that verse. Instead of taking vengeance on his enemies, he did exactly what God said he should do. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. He did exactly that, ditto, no variation, to his enemies. You must be super spiritual, anointed, to have such a reaction to pain. Imagine that somebody has come to burn your whole house down. Not your house, your brother's house, your cousin's house, killed all the animals, destroyed everything, your cars, burned them, captured your wife, your children, everything, armed robbers, and they've left. And you meet one armed robber who is there and is sick, and rather you start taking care of him. It doesn't make sense. But that's what he did. But what David did, what happened next, reveals what God can do when you actually obey his word. Do you know what happened? When the man recovered, he was so grateful that David had spared his life, that he told David where the Amalekites had taken his wives, his brothers, his goods, everything. That he told David, I will show you where they are. So he went and showed David where everybody was. And David killed all the people and rescued his wives, his daughters, his sons, and everything, and brought them home. If he had killed the man, he would never have found them again. Why? Because it was the man who knew where they were. So at the end of the day, I believe that is the end product of something that is important, not what you do. And so God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Therefore, if an enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Another example I can give you is Jesus and Judas. You know, Judas hurt Jesus badly because he betrayed him. And he sold him for 30 pieces of silver. And Jesus knew that Judas had betrayed him. He could have taken vengeance on Judas by maybe praying for angels to come and cut his head, or cursing him, or driving him out of my way, or telling the other disciples to beat him. But you know what happened? At the Last Supper, he gave him bread to eat and water to drink. And this one, even not water, wine to drink. Same. Were these people fools? They were not fools. But there are things that you can do in the natural that release the power of God on your behalf. When we refuse to take vengeance, you know what happens? God takes up the case. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So the minute we avenge ourselves, what it means is that we take the case from off God's hands. Because God says, it becomes my case only when you leave it. But if you retaliate, he said, then it is solved. I have nothing to do. He says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So from a natural perspective, maybe you may look weak. You may look as if you don't know what you're doing. It may look as if people are cheating you. It may look as if your wife or your husband is exploiting you, whatever it is. But what you are actually doing is that you are releasing a supernatural power that is far higher and more powerful than any other thing. That's what you are doing. You are referring the case to God himself. Vengeance is mine. And I tell you, sometimes when you hand over your case to God, you feel like a fool. You wonder when, how. Our job is not to find out when or how. Our job is to trust in God. Trust in God with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that when we do not resolve conflicts with vengeance, we automatically refer the case to God, and he responds with his supernatural power on our behalf. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
I'll read you one letter. Listen to this. Dear prophet, it's my pleasure to write you this testimony. It said, during one of the turning point service, you called me from the congregation and you asked me to stand up. And you said that you had seen that everything in my life was dry and had dried up. Yes, prophet, it was true. I had no money for food. Nobody was helping me. I even had to sell my clothes before buying food to eat. In fact, I was totally forsaken. I came to see you after the service, and you were with Reverend Fagan. And immediately I saw you, I started crying uncontrollably. And I opened my hands and I said, Prophet, look at my hand. At the age of 42, I do not have any bank account. If you don't have any bank account, by the end of this convention, you have one. You believe it? Say amen. He said, no money elsewhere. All I had in the world was 87 cents. US cents. You took both hands together with the money I was holding. And you prayed a 30-second prayer. And then you looked at me and you prophesied. And you said to Reverend Fabian, look at this woman. Next year by this time, she'll be working in millions. And she will drive a BMW. It's a prophet. As I write to you, I can now tell you that I am working in millions and my life has changed completely. It's a prophet. In fact, you really are a man of God. God bless you. Apart from that, I'm also now married at the age of 42 with two rings on my finger. Let me tell you something. If you are 45, you are not married. 30, you are not married. Think there's no hope for you. Very soon, two men will fight over you. One will be admitted at the hospital. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Look at someone and say, get ready for the big fight. One will be admitted at the hospital because of you. He said, my husband that I married has asked me to go to the driving school. And guess what? He's about to buy me a new BMW. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I said, guess what? Hey! May your husband buy you a new BMW. I said, may he buy you a new Mercedes Benz. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These are not fairy tales, though. They are real people.
Grow in a Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.